On Friday, July 3rd, activist and artist Brandon Mike Odoms put the finishing touches on a 25-foot portrait of world-renowned Angola 3 prisoner Albert Woodfox on the side of a stucco building near the Poydras Street intersection at 537 South Claiborne Avenue in New Orleans. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
Artist-activist Brandon Mike Odoms' black-and-white mural depicts Albert Woodfox against a white setting sun striped with prison bars. Text beside the mural reads, "Four decades of solitary, 43 years of injustice." Odoms created the mural with the support of Amnesty International USA's Art for Amnesty program. 68-year-old Albert Woodfox is the only member of the internationally celebrated Angola 3 who remains in prison and in solitary confinement at Louisiana's infamous Angola prison for charges related to the 1972 murder of prison guard Brent Miller. Angola 3 member Robert King was released after his conviction for murdering another prisoner was overturned in 2001. Angola 3 prisoner Herman Wallace died in October 2013 after 41 years of solitary confinement. Wallace died of liver cancer 3 days after a federal judge ruled that his indictment had been unconstitutional and he was released in an ambulance. All three of the Angola 3 maintained that they were convicted on false charges and kept in solitary confinement because they had organized a prison chapter of the Black Panther Party and organized against inhumane prison conditions. KPFA was able to speak to New Orleans community organizer and former Black Panther Malik Rahim while he was at the mural taking pictures today with surviving Angola 3 member Robert King.
Oh, the mural is it's beautiful. I wish I could send you a copy of it right now. I mean, it's not only a picture of Albert, and under it's his name, Albert Woodfox. And then on the side of it, they say, 4 decades of solitary, 43 years of injustice. Albert Woodfox has spent more than half his life trapped in a 6-feet by 9-feet cell for 23 hours a day, fighting to prove his innocence. It's time for him to walk free. And then they have the 43 years marked off on the wall, and then you have Art for Amnesty. It's a beautiful mural, and everybody that's passing by is stopping and taking a look at it, and many of them with unbelief.
Is there anyone expressing hostility? Is anyone coming by and expressing hostility about it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That wouldn't happen right here because this is right by where the Essence Festival is going on. And most of the traffic now, I would say 90% of the traffic, is African-Americans that's in town for the Essence.
What's the name of the event?
The Essence. Essence Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you have some fear that the police may take this down.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, listen, we live in a state, and you have to remember this. America leads the world in incarceration. Louisiana leads America in incarceration. And New Orleans leads Louisiana. This is a state and a city that is basically controlled by the criminal justice system. And when they're against you, you know, I mean, it isn't nothing nothing else matters. Albert and Herman from a prison cell in the aftermath of Katrina helped save this city, you know, because of them, we formed Common Ground, and Common Ground served over 500,000 people in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in direct and indirect services. I mean, in any civilized society, just that alone, that these individuals was able to help form this organization from a prison cell would be enough to get them released. But here in this city, it's all it's done. It pushed them deeper in confinement and led Herman out of the rest of his life. So, yeah, I believe that this city and this state is capable of doing anything. 43 years. You haven't even been able to convince the guard's wife, his widow, that he's guilty.
And that was New Orleans organizer Malik Rahim speaking from the site of the new Albert Woodfox mural in New Orleans. Raheem's final remark referred to the wife of murdered prison guard Brent Miller, who has testified that she does not believe Albert Woodfox or Herman Wallace were guilty of her husband's murder. Raheem also said that New Orleans police had in the past removed an Angola 3 mural after its completion. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.